Dr. Amos Fenwa, born and raised as PK, Pastor Kid, to an apostolic missionary to Ghana. He is a second-generation pastor, trained in Trinity College in Nigeria, a theological school founded by an American missionary from California, USA. He served as an associate minister in CAC Mission, an apostolic church that pioneered the 1930 revival in Nigeria for 7 years. He founded the HCC, a prophetic and deliverance ministry. He's a teacher who teaches the word with the practicality of day-to-day life. He is a licensed family life coach, a mentor to many. He sits on the board of different organizations from all walks of life, in banking, in the media, and religious organizations. He ministers under the prophetic unction with evidential proof of God's unlimited power. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you our teacher, our mentor, our family life coach, and spiritual father, Dr. Amos Fenwa.
Prophet and prophecy. Have you wondered what difference between the gift of prophecy and the office of prophets in this section? These are many mysteries that have baffled the church, for generations will be unraveled. The gift of prophecy is one of the 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit. Prophecy is the prediction of future under the influence of divine guidance. Prediction of future under the influence of divine guidance is the act of speaking by inspiration. Act of speaking by what? Is the dropping of inspired utterances. Is the dropping of inspired utterances, written or spoken. You drop a word that is inspired. It is speaking utterances in an exalted and excited manner by the Spirit of God. You speak the word of God. You speak the interest of God. You speak in inspired work. Is it boiling for like a hot spring or fountain? It is speaking utterances in an exalted and excited manner by the Spirit of God. To prophesy means to break forth by divine inspiration. To break forth under sudden impulse. It means communicating the mind of God. So, in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 4 to 11, the Bible talks about diversity of gifts. Diversity of gifts. But different administration. When you look at verse 10 of 1 Corinthians 2:10, it says, to another the workings of miracles, to another prophecy, to another the sending of spirits, to another divine kinds of tongues, to another interpretation of tongues. But all these worketh that one and the same Spirit divided to every man according to his will. So prophecy is a gift, it's not an award. So when you see somebody prophesying, it's a gift God gives to people. It's not something that God will give to you after many years of serving him. Prophecy is a gift. So, can we conclude that prophets are born and not made? Can we conclude? Can we say prophets are born and not made? We'll get there. And I'll be ready to answer so many questions this morning. Prophecy is a gift that God gives to people through the Holy Spirit. The gift of prophecy is for the edification, exhortation, and consolation. So when you meet a prophet, when you are a prophet, you edify people. The word edify means to build. That's why we call a house edifice, to edify. So a prophet should not put fear in you like we have today. But he should do what? Edify. Number 2, he should do what? Exhort. Number 3, he should do what? Console. That's what prophetic means. So let's look at who is a prophet. Because everybody now is a prophet. Everybody. I don't use the title of a prophet. You will see it near my name. I use this title pastor. Because I am a primarily pastor. A pastor. Somebody that care. Somebody that build people. Somebody that father people. So that's the title I love. I don't want to be called prophet. I don't have a problem with people that have that title. But I can tell you that in the modern day, that title is already an old school. Is what? It's an old school. When somebody says, I'm a prophet. You don't need to say it. Anybody can be anything. But let people begin to say you are a prophet. Let people begin to say what? You see, African people like title. And it's a sign of low self-esteem. Sign of what? I'm sorry, some of you may not like what I'm going to be sharing. But that's the truth. We like title a lot. Don't you know I'm Dr. Amos Fenwa? I'm the primate. I'm the most senior pastor. Well, there's no problem if you like title, but I don't like the title. But who is a prophet? Let's look at it. Who is a prophet? Jeremiah 15:19. Therefore, thus says the Lord, if thou return, then I will bring thee again, and thou shalt stand before me. If thou take before the pressure from the fire, thou shalt be as my mouth. Let them return unto me, but not return unto them. So who is a prophet? Is someone who speaks by divine inspiration. Is someone who is an interpreter of the will of God. A prophet speaks by what? Divine inspiration. He interprets the will of God. He has the ability to predict the future, disclose the present, and reveal the past. So prophetic go with what? The past, the present, and what? The future. That's a prophet. He can reveal the past. He can tell you what you are going through, and he can reveal the future. That's a prophet. He flows by foretelling. This four has ear. E. F-O-R-E-T-E-L-L-I. Foretelling means to predict. To do what? To do what? To predict. Can I have a volunteer? Somebody just come. Let me demonstrate what I'm saying. God is moving you to a better place in your destiny. There's a door that will open to nation because of you. Doors will open to nation. What I'm doing right now is what? Foretelling. I can say, what is your greatest need now? You can remember. Okay, what's the next level you want to do? Maybe domestically, what do you need now? What do you want? I speak by the authority of God. In 90 days, you are moving to that house. Amen. Let somebody say amen now. In 90 days, mark my word, I cause heaven to open. In 90 days, better house. Better house. Go back. I have done two things. Number one, I foretelling by what? Prophesying the future. Then I cause the future by the anointing. Praise God. A real prophet sometimes may not see anything. He can just call you out and say, now, the next 7 days, I want money to be in your pocket. Money should come. Somebody need to give you money. And what happened? In 7 days, say, Pastor Sobeo, you may not see anything. Are you with me? What he's using is what? Foretelling. He's putting it up front. He's causing it to happen. Amen. See, one of the greatest instruments of prophetic is what we say. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge. I will say of the Lord, he is what? So when you say it, something is happening. God back it up. Let's continue. Are you learning something? Is a person who is given the distinctive ministry of representing God before man, he does it by moving under the prophetic mantle that comes upon him. Who is a prophet? Is a God's oracle. is a person divinely called and anointed to stand in the office of a prophet. Is the one who speaks for God's word to inspire, to correct, to reprove, and to motivate. He corrects, he improves, he reproves, and motivates. He inspires. The core prophet in the Bible, number one, God's spokesman, a mouthpiece of God. He's speaking on behalf of God. Number two, he's a seer. Somebody that see, he's a seer. Somebody that see, he can see. He's a man of God. Another title in the Bible is a man of God. They call prophet man of God. So let's look at the difference between the prophet and prophecy. Come and say prophet. Come and say prophecy. Say prophet. Prophecy. To be a prophet is a calling. It's what? It's a calling. You are called to that office. It's an office. There are five chairs. And they say, you are called to be a teacher. You are called to become an evangelist. You are called to be pastors. You are called to be apostle. They put you on that chair. That's the office. Amen. So everybody that prophesied today called themselves prophets. They even go with that title. Ignorance. Come and say ignorance. Many people did not call themselves prophets. There's a man that died in 1965. They call his name William. What? Any prophet must know William Bryan. Any prophet. But he did not call himself prophet William Bryan. Am I right? But you see, everybody, I'm a prophet. Meet prophet. You don't need title without entitlement. Are you with me? I'm not saying you can't have a title. But it's the African thing, we like title. Amen. Among the Americans, I've related a lot with them. You see them, they are lawyer, they don't introduce themselves as barrister. They still call themselves Mr. So. Am I right? Doctor, they don't call themselves, I'm doctor. They just call them Mr. Because that is not what matters. It's not the title that people are looking for. People don't respect us because of title. They respect us because of the grace. Come and say grace. When you carry grace, everybody will respect you, not the title. Amen. So a prophet is a calling to that office, but prophecy is a gift. Prophecy is what? So you can have a gift of a prophecy, but you are not a prophet by calling. Are you with me? Your office may be teacher, but God can give you the gift of what? So not everybody you see called prophet is a prophet. Some of them just have a gift of what? That I can cook does not make me what? A chef. Am I right? That I can drive does not make me what? That I can sing does not make me what? Eh? Praise God. And I can sing. Even me, that is a pastor, I can sing. One day I was singing in one of my program in London. Then I don't have a lot of singers, so I will sing first. As I was singing, Oh, after service, the woman came to me and said, I want to give you £15. How can I get some of your CD of the music you have done? I said, me? I said, I'm not a professional singer. She said, no, what else? Praise God. I can call myself a singer. I call myself a worshiper. I just worship God. Praise God. Because you see, one of the problems in Africa is title. Is what? We have problem with title. If there's something I want you to take away from this training today, stop calling yourself name until people start calling you that name. Are you with me? Stop all those title thing. So a prophet is a calling to minister. His prophecy is a gift. When a person ministers in the gift of prophecy, the gift is the ability to prophesy. The gift is what? So I don't struggle to prophesy. It's the gift that give me what? Give me what? Ability. If I call Sister Ifinichan here, She does not need to struggle to sing. Am I right? The thing with just what? Because it's a what? It's a gift. When I met one prophet that is very, very popular now, he also has controversy in his around him every time. I won't mention the name. Amen? So he told me that I've done a lot to be able to prophesy like that. I said, you are a liar. I said, you are what? Nothing you have done is a gift. Is what? It's a gift from God. It's nothing. If you don't have the gifts, God can transfer that gift. In fact, one of the gifts God said which you desire is what? Paul said desire to what? Every other desire may not be important, but that thing, desire it. And God will give you the desire of what? Of your heart. So if you have not been prophesying before, by the reason of coming to this grace, this teaching this morning, gift of prophecy will be falling upon you. Amen. Come and say, I receive it. Come and say, I receive it. There are three components to any mature ministry. Three components to mature ministry. Let's look at it. Number one, the calling, the gifting, and the anointing. Come and say the calling. Come and say the gifting and the anointing. Now, the calling gives identity. Paul, in 1 Corinthians 1:1, he said, Paul called as an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God. So he was called by the will of God, the calling. Number two, gifting gives you ability. 1 Peter 4:10. As each one has received a special gift, employ it in serving one another as a good steward of manifold of grace. And the anointing. The anointing gives purpose. He has anointed me. Let me now say this. The gift and calling are irrevocable. The gift and calling is without repentance. The gift cannot be taken. It's already inside you. That somebody prophesy does not mean it's an holy person. It's a gift. It's what? It's just a gift. God doesn't take it from you. If I slap my wife before coming to church, that does not make God not to make me prophesy. Because it's what? It's what? It's a gift. That's where we are missing it. But with time, God will withdraw his anointing. Because gift is different from what? That's why people prophesy and there's no result. I don't get moved by prophecy. I get moved by what happened after what? Huh? Sir, I have a lot of interview media always compile. I'm sure they have shown some. Maybe they will show some today. Where I call somebody. As I call Pastor Lumide now. And I say, in 90 days, you are moving to that house. So, they will show where I call him. Abi, and the day is testifying, they will show it. And they will marry it together. That is evidential proof. What I call it. So, if you give prophecy to somebody, that's not it. He will get excited. Oh, Pastor, prophesy for me. But what happened later? That's very important. Amen? If you are going to catalog anything, don't catalog your prophecy. Catalog it with testimony. Are you with me? Are you with me? If I send those things to 10 people, you can't be faking this thing. This thing is not fake. It's real. It's what? Result is very important. Every pastor, leaders that are here today, God will give you results. Let's look at levels of prophecy. Levels. There are generally four levels of prophecy. Then look at levels. And I want to listen very well here. Levels of prophecies. Levels of prophecy. The one number one is level one is prophetic culture. What I call it? Prophetic culture. Prophetic culture. A prophetic culture takes place when a prophet or high-level prophetic anointing is present in a geographical location. This is an atmosphere. Even non-prophetic people can prophesy. This, however, can happen if the art of culturing a prophetic atmosphere through a prophetic worshiper is known and mastered. Prophetic culture. So prophetic culture means to design an environment where you can prophesy easily. Listen to me. If you stay under this anointing for a few months and your heart is open, you begin to do what? Because of what? Prophetic culture. Now, there are churches I will go to minister. I will be struggling even me to prophesy. So what do I do? I will need a ministry. I will need what? Somebody that has the gift of singing to enter the Holy of Holy and change the environment. And do what? Now, there is a pastor that I mentor in prophecy. See, in the area of prophetic. He has a church not too far from here. So one day, he came to see me and said, "Pastor, so once in a while, I give word of knowledge. I give word of knowledge. And I want to build that thing. I bought all your DVD, then I've bought everything. I've been listening to it. I watch other prophets on TV, and I want to do that thing. But the only time it happens is that when I bring a prophetic worshiper to my church, the moment the person is singing like this, I will just be prophesying. But I will expect it to happen next Sunday. But it will happen." So I started teaching him on prophetic culture. A prophetic culture takes place when a prophet or high-level prophetic anointing is present in a geographical location. It's very, very important. Look at 2 Kings chapter 3, verse 15. "But now bring me a minstrel." And it came to pass when the minstrel played that the hand of the Lord came upon him, although they may not prophesy again. But the hand of the Lord. Come and say the hand of the Lord. So who is a minstrel? Let's qualify that. Somebody that has a connection with the prophetic worship. Now, it's not every worship that is a prophetic worship. It's not every praise worship leader that is a prophetic worshiper. Are you with me? It's another gift. It's another what? It's another talent. Amen. When you meet one and they are singing and you are dry, you are what? Now, what can dry a prophet when you are in operation is when there is no worship that is prophetic in nature. Amen. That is prophetic in what? Because there are prophets that walk with sand. Come and say sand. When you hear sand, hear it, something inspire them. So I always look for a prophetic worshiper. Anybody that have attended our solution night will know that years back, it's my immediate senior brother who is a pastor of one of the branches in Abuja that lead worship for me before I minister. As he starts leading that worship, something will just flow. It will be easy to flow. You know why? A prophet is also a human being. Am I right? So you are dialing between the two worlds. Amen? So, for us to move to that realm, worship will help you. We call it prophetic culture. So, you know, King Saul, they say, is Saul among the what? Why? Because he came to an atmosphere of prophecy and he started prophesying. I say, is Saul among the what? Where did this guy started prophesying? Where did he get this from? Because it's the atmosphere. Come and say the atmosphere. Shall let me hear you? So you can create that thing. We call it prophetic culture. Some of you that study science, there is a way you culture the environment or plant something. Am I right? So that is it. That's the same thing. Level two. Let's look at level two. Level two is the gift of prophecy. The gift of prophecy. The second level is simply the Holy Spirit gift working in and through a person. Level one is prophetic culture. Level two is the gift of prophecy, where Holy Spirit inspire you, imparted on you, the gift to prophesy. It's a gift. Just come on you and start prophesying. Level three is the prophetic people. These people are not prophets because that's not the call of their life. But they operate in the Holy Spirit gifts at a high level. They also have proven prophetic ministry and they have strong relationship with the church leadership. Therefore, they were often allowed to direct and perhaps even correct people within their local congregation. This type of trusted relationship can take years to develop. So prophetic people, because they have been prophesying, so God moved them to that high level. Level four, prophets and prophetesses. This is the highest level of prophetic ministry, which was mentioned previously. Prophet and prophetesses. So people can be called to that office. Amen. A prophet does not struggle to prophesy. It's normal. Now, I grew up in a church where we believe so much. So if you have a background of churches like Christ Apostolic Church, the Apostolic Church. Anybody who have a background of the Apostolic Church? Raise your hands. Christ Apostolic Church. Raise your hands. Raise your hands properly. Okay, we have a lot of people. Now, if you grew up in that, they use Acts 13. They say, in the church in Antioch, there are teachers and there are what? Prophets. In the church, what? In Antioch, there are teachers and there are what? But today in many of our churches, what we only have is what? So our church is not an Antioch church. It's not a balanced church. So in CSC where I grew up, they always have pastor who is also like a teacher, who administrator of the church. They also have prophet. So whenever you want prophetic ministry, they will tell you, Baba Woli wa leyin kule, abi? Go and meet Baba Woli because I am a pastor, it's not my gift. Praise God. Can we get to a level where people can know themselves? Praise God. You know, in music, I love music a lot. People have their parts. Am I right? Alto, tenor, soprano, abi? What is the other one? Bass, abi? Auto tenor. So if a good music director wants to arrange people to back up, they need to be complete, abi? Some people can be doubling between, but not everybody has the range. Is it the range? Praise God. So in music, there is that understanding that tenor, auto. Can I hear you sing auto? Soprano, sing me the soprano of that song. And when they mix it together in a good riaza, oh my God, harmony will be very tight. Praise God. So when I'm listening to music choir and the harmony is not tight and somebody's not singing his own part, I know. I say, okay, they try, but they are not there yet. The same thing in the body of Christ. You need to know that my calling, I'm a pastor. I am a teacher. But it's not bad to understand how prophetic operate. It's not bad to desire it. I say, I want to prophesy. I just want that gift. And listen to me, God can give it to you. You can find yourself, God talking to you in dream. You can find yourself, God talking to you, God speaking to you. Amen. Praise God.